have a great episode today.
I am really excited about this episode. I think that there's a lot of fun stuff, and I'm looking forward to it. So I hope everyone else is as well. And we're going to get started now.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't really the start yet. You know, we got to let everybody get in and, you know, this way people who are watching live, they get a little behind the scenes, you know, that kind of thing. Look, so far, this is a scintillating fucking episode of...
A scintillating?
Yeah, you don't know what scintillating means?
Oh, scintillating. Yeah. I still don't know what that means, but I thought you said a scintillating, like assimilating.
No, it's a scintillating episode, folks. Okay. Very scintillating.
I'm feeling very scintillated right now.
Do you feel?
I'm feeling it right anyway.
All right.
It's a family.
But
yeah.
It's the cold open, but now that we're scintillating, it's time to get started.
Oh,
it's
baby.
It's getting a little warm in here for this cold open. You know?
If you're scintillating.
Scintillated. I'm going to Google that right now while we're waiting.
Chris is not scintillating. All right. Anyway. Hello. Hello, everybody. We are stupid comedians from New Jersey who make comedy and NFTs. And this is the NFT Comedy Hour simulcast on Twitter, Riverside, and for the first time, Twitch. I made a little, if you go to our Twitch, which is Blazo Comedy on Twitch, you'll see that I made a little opening for these people on the Twitch, where I say, I don't know anything about this, but here we're going to simulcast to you. So we also do the show Comedians Talk to NFT Stars. Our second episode is out. Our first episode has been out with the incredible Adam. Our guest expert, Adam. Folks, Adam Garamani, everybody. Let's introduce Adam. Adam, now you can talk again.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
We love Adam. How do we love Adam? I really do. I love Adam. He's just, he's the best.
Oh, I thought you were asking, how do we love him?
Oh, I don't know. How do you love
how
him?
How do you love him? I don't know. You brought it up. How do we?
I don't know. Just, we'll see. Hey, and Chris, you can whisper backstage to Chris. Chris is working the backstage tweeting in our Riverside. We have a firm booking with Sabet. In another about 10 days, we're so excited. He's a major get, and we love Sabet. So that's going to be awesome. And all right, this week's news starts right now.
All right.
So exciting, isn't it? All right, the IRS seeks public input. The Internal Revenue Service strategy? Where did that come from?
Oh, why does it say that?
Whoever wrote this, it says the Internal Revenue Strategy. Somebody's going to prison.
It's a strategy. They haven't really figured out the service yet.
That's actually pretty accurate. But the Internal Revenue Strategy recently revealed that it may exclude non-fungible tokens for individual retirement accounts following new taxation guidelines. And interestingly, it would like public input before the go-ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, grandma, you know, the taxes on those PFPs, you know, all those cute hot dogs with legs you bought, the ones that are really crypto dick butts, not hot dogs and worth like $5,000 each. Yeah, you're going to sell the house now to pay your taxes.
It's true. Grandma's got to pay her taxes. God damn it.
Grandma got run over by a dick butt.
Okay, no whistling. God damn it. If Adam's pissed. He's like, if I can't have wind, you can't fucking whistle, pal. I saw him say that. I just saw him. Anyway, classifying NFTs as collectibles may affect their taxation when sold or traded. Listen, I don't know exactly what the hell happened here. I'm sure Adam will, because thank God he's here. They got to do something. It's ridiculous. I mean... Making them more like collectibles, I think, probably is good, but I'm a stupid comedian. Adam, do you have any input on this that you can give us as the expert NFT guy here?
Yeah, I mean, every year my accountant hates me more and more and more. just add to the confusion. I mean, I don't think none of the NFT tax software really works well right now. I think there's a lot of conflicting information. I think just do the best you can. The government, in 10 years, the government still hasn't really given good guidance on crypto stuff. So
right. Yeah, I kind of just, well, I shouldn't say this. Some guy I know, he just kind of looks at it like, you know, I just figure out my gains or losses and pay taxes on it.
I do have a recommendation, though. So I tried like 5 different crypto tax softwares, and the winner, the one that I ended up using, which, you know, simplified my life a lot, is called Awaken, awaken.tax.
You heard it here, folks. The man, the myth, the legend, Untamed Adam Garamani. Can you believe that I couldn't pronounce your name at one point? I just would say Adam Guramanu, Adam Gairamani. Remember that? You were so nice, Adam. Almost as nice as you are turning off your mic for me. No, Adam Garamani from the Untamed Elephants. All right, let's go to the next story. And of course, that means... All right. $17 million crypto punk dump. On March 21st, over $17 million worth of crypto punks were offloaded within a 15-minute time frame, leading to a staggering 10,000 ETH in trading volume. This unexpected dump sent shockwaves through Blur and caused the floor price to tumble from a peak of 75 ETH down to 65.
Let me get this straight, Bo. We're sensationalizing a 15-minute dump?
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up, right?
Yeah, dude, I definitely have taken 2-hour dumps at least. I mean, give me a Bukowski book and a pack of Luckies, you won't see me for a week, you know?
Well, look, the massive dump, Chris, this is not, you altered this, didn't you?
No, this is it. This is right from the article.
From NFT Plazas?
Yeah.
NFT Plazas, like, wrote the word dump 12 times.
The massive dump. I think the guy had just a great time.
I think so, too.
And then they dumped. It's like Butthead or Beavis writing this.
Well, anyway, the massive dump was driven in part by the ongoing Blur farming frenzy as collectors clamor to benefit from its loyalty program. And, you know, that's going to take us right into the next story, which is why NFT wash trading was up 126% in February. You know why? Because I hate Blur. I hate them. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people like Blur, but you know what Blur is? Blur is one big wash trader. That's all it is. People just wash.
Wait, washing isn't a good thing? I thought it was. I thought that's what they tell you.
And you wonder why these people don't want to pay royalties. Gee, I wonder why. Because they're so busy wash trading. They're just trading and trading just so they can get points with Blur. You mark my words, when this whole Blur thing is over, okay? When there's no more benefit to Blur, Blur's going in the toilet, okay? Adam, anything about Blur?
Yeah, well, a lot of the Blur volume is by one person, Machi Big Brother. And Machi is famous for stealing 22,000 ETH from the community over a bunch of rug pulls.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, it's just a few people, like, driving a lot of this wash trading. Once those people get indicted by the FBI or leave or peace out or get wrecked, then the wash trading goes down dramatically.
Terrific. I think we're at our next story. Folks, the NFT Atlanta home sells for over $200,000 in just 3 minutes. And that's not surprising because the problem here is real estate tokenization using digital assets remains one of the future things in this world. It will definitely be a big thing. But sorry, hold on 1 second. I can't do this. I have to figure out how to... What do I have, like a 40-inch monitor here, Chris?
I still can't find anything.
I can't. Anyway, future use cases of blockchain technology. Many businesses and individuals have tried this concept.
And I was going to ask how big.
Well, Jocelyn, big. But due to a lack of regulatory clarity, the trend hasn't taken off. Still, a few companies are pushing towards tokenization of real estate, digital assets such as NFTs. The latest example is this Atlanta home tokenized as an NFT that sold for $214,000. I need to go to Atlanta if I can get a $214,000 home. That's the first thing I need to
do. Yeah, I was about to say, I guess it's like just living in New Jersey, like $200,000 for a home. Like, God, what a...
Yeah, it's probably...
What a dump.
They're probably... Exactly. All right. So, moving along. By this time that you've read this, and I know you all have, Arbitrum's airdrop has gone live. And... Arbitrum is a cheap and quick to use, relays all transaction information back to the main Ethereum blockchain. It's called Arbitrum. I think some of you...
Is that about trees?
What?
Well, it's called Arbitrum, and I think we all know that Arbor means trees, so Arbor Day, which, by the way, is Friday, April 28th, 2023, literally means tree day.
How can you know so much and still be so wrong about other things, Chris?
I didn't know this was an English class, too. Thanks.
You
never forget a tree.
I love trees, yeah, man. I'm just a tree guy.
Well, here's the thing. Arbitrum is basically an Ethereum Layer 2 scaling solution. It's basically has, you know... It's got much faster. It's much faster. Transactions are much quicker than with Ethereum. And it is, costs about 2 cents. So it's very cheap. It's similar to Polygon. I think most people have heard about Polygon. And actually, it's not as fast as Polygon. Polygon is 65,000 transactions per second. And this new one, not new, but Arbitrum is 40,000 per second. And who would like to guess how many transactions per second is Ethereum? Anybody?
15.
Yeah, you're right. 14 or 15. So did you not know that?
I was the total guess.
Very close. Very
good. Wait, hold on a second. There we go. DC.
I was trying to go like hilariously low.
I know, and but it is hilarious.
Unfortunately, that's how ETH is. It's hilariously slow.
Yeah, that's the point. It is hilariously slow. And that's why we have the second layer scaling solutions, because they basically take stuff off the chain and do it separately and then pop it right back on the chain. That's what those platforms are for.
Well, you know,
Chris, you are on it today, boy. Just right on your cues, man. Jesus, let me do that again.
Say that again.
Platforms.
I didn't hear you right.
Platforms.
Platforms, like in the ocean with oil rigs, because a lot of people mistakenly think that most oil comes from platforms. But as of 2021, there were 1,309 onshore oil rigs compared to only 201 offshore oil rigs.
I don't even know what to say about you, Chris.
Me neither, man.
You can barely tie your shoes.
They're tied.
That's why you don't wear tied shoes. You just slip
they're
in.
Velcro.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I think, Jocelyn, do you have
Velcro.
Something about Arbitrum?
He doesn't ever have to tie them, right?
Right. That's how he keeps, you know, otherwise he'd be tripping all over the place. He does anyway. Anyway, all right, so Nike and RTFK.
Actually, that's a lie. They're just the slip-ons, you know?
Yes. That's what I have. I just wear slip-ons. Screw it. I wear kitchen shoes. Kitchen shoes are the best. Love them. Anyway, next one. Nike and RTFKT Dazzle Collectors.
All serve an orthopedic purpose. Go you.
Okay, thank you. RTFKT Dazzle Collectors with physical Air Force One sneakers. In what's a prime example of utilizing non-fungible tokens to create exclusivity and reward customer loyalty, Nike is set to deliver a physical version of the Air Force One NFT sneaker.
Air Force One sneakers. Is that what the president wears when he's on the plane? Those are his sneakers?
Yeah, when he plays basketball on
yeah,
the plane.
Yeah. I don't know anything about sneakers, man.
You've never heard of Air Force One sneakers?
No, the coolest shoes I own are like a pair of Converses with the Joker all over them. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I don't know anything yeah. also.
Air Force Ones are legendary. You guys are going to be on the wrong side of history. Shame.
Shame. For shame. I don't know shit about
that. I don't know anything. What about you, Adam? Are you a sneaker guy? You look like you would be a sneaker guy.
No, not a sneaker guy, but there was some controversy with these because Artifact released some renders of what it was going to look like, and then they showed screenshots or they showed photos of what they actually look like, and a lot of people in the community were like, hey, the renders look much better than the real one. So there was a lot of FUD and controversy about that.
You know, that reminds me of, what do you call it? Oh, God, seeing, I can't remember the name. Remember the guy who looked like this, and it was supposed to be this beautiful artwork? What was his name? George or something? You remember?
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin!
Yep, Pixel Mom.
Oh, God, Kevin was beautiful. I loved all those memes. It just was one of the more horrific. Chris, remember how we were telling you how Gary V can't draw at all?
Yeah.
Well, he is like the Mona Lisa compared to George.
Oh, no.
Or Kevin. Sorry, Kevin. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, why do you keep thinking of George?
Oh, George. I don't know. Just the way my brain. Yeah.
The crazy thing is that if you want to buy a Kevin because they've become so iconic, there's the floor price is still 2.1 ETH.
God damn it. I knew it. I was like, when it first came out, this is the story of my life with NFTs. It's the same with dick butts. Okay. We talking about dick butts before. I was like, are you serious? Nobody wants these. Meanwhile, they're 2 ETH right now. Over 2 ETH.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It really is. Anyway. All right, so moving. Oops, sorry, I think I forgot.
Thank you. You haven't done it in a while.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But you know what? You saved it.
Thank you. President's economic report blasts crypto for ignorance of basic economic principles. The White House has poured cold water on crypto, accentuating the negative access aspects of digital assets. See, I kind of transpose those assets of aspects. Anyway, throughout a massive 513-page annual report.
Yeah, Mr. President, crypto has ignorance of basic economic principles. How about the principles of printing endless money to fund all these bullshit wars and to bail out the banks every time they fuck around with everybody else's money, you know? It's unbelievable, man. Yeah. You're going to tell us about the evolving world of crypto? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Do you feel better now?
No. No, because we're run by lunatics and morons. That's why.
Sounds a lot like the credit card system in this country. The usurious 30% rates now that somehow they have decided they could charge, you know?
But, Bo, it's backed by the United States of America.
Yeah, I rest my case. Anyway, the 2023 economic report of the president says that the blockchain technology has fueled the rise of financially innovative digital assets that have proven to be highly volatile and subject to fraud. Man,
just like Wall Street.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yes, in other words, listen, folks, we're sick of fucking fiat currency. Do you understand? It used to be backed by gold, but in the 70s, Tricky Dick took it off the gold, and now crypto's exactly the same as our regular, you know, our regular system. They're backed by nothing, and certainly not very excited about them being backed by the United States of America. I know.
It's a joke.
It is a joke. As the sociopaths line their friggin' pockets every single day, laughing all the way to the bank. Anyway,
Can you imagine the room of people trying to explain the blockchain to Biden, though? You know what I mean? Like, how much, like, what do you think that, like, the mortality, like, the suicide rate is of the people who were hired to get Biden up to speed on what the blockchain is so that
folks,
he can deliver a single speech?
Folks, come on. What's this? What are you talking about? Come on. Folks.
I'm sorry, you tripped, sir.
I don't know what a bit of what.
No, you tripped.
I tripped?
You tripped. Biden, he trips a lot.
Oh, he trips, yeah. Well, I was trying to do a... Folks. Biden. What a bit... What?
The first...
it's got to just be hours of that, you know?
Your first... Folks. That's not bad. That's not a bad impersonation.
Yeah. You know what, Bo? I'm glad you said something. Chris, this is an intervention. We brought you here today to talk to you about your terrible Joe Biden impression.
Folks, what the hell's your problem?
Folks.
These are the ways your Joe Biden impression is hurting me.
My ears are bleeding.
What about you, DC? Do you have a Biden impersonation, or are you smart enough to just not have one?
I don't know him well enough. I'm not honest. The truth is, I'm not political enough to be plugged in enough to know.
To know what he sounds like.
Yeah, I only sort of like have cursory knowledge and involvement in politics because that, just like everything else, is imaginary.
I knew I loved DC. I knew. I knew deep in my cockles that I loved DC. In my most private areas, I said, you know, I love that DC guy. All right. Anyway.
Play the music.
Thank you. All right. So Sony's latest NFT patent push suggests that Web3 path for PlayStation. Sony continues making moves behind the scenes as revealed by its latest NFT-related patent application. The application submitted in 2021 in the United States outlines Sony's intentions to create standardized digital infrastructure that would allow gamers to own and transfer digital NFT assets across various video game platforms.
Yeah, this would be cool back in the day when I was like, I considered myself a gamer, you know?
What was the last game system you had, Chris?
God, Xbox 360, but I had to stop. I had to stop owning one.
Really? What? Why is that?
Well, because one time a game made me like really mad. Yeah. And I got so frustrated that I like slammed the top of the Xbox and completely destroyed it.
Jesus, I thought I had anger issues, Chris.
Yeah, and my dad came running out of the bedroom with a paddle in his hand when I did that. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, you know, come on. I told you my dad has a spanking fetish, you know. Yeah. Anyway, so I was giving it to my... He was giving it to my mom, I guess, in the bedroom and heard me punch the game system and came out and hit me with the paddle. And he said, slut on the side, on the paddle. And he hit me with it.
That's really frightening.
Yeah, dude. It was really, it was something.
It sounds like it got very weird.
Yeah, shit. I think he kind of blew a fuse and he just stood there for a good 30 seconds, like, just staring at me. Just give me that look.
That sounds pretty traumatic.
Yeah, for him, yeah.
Well, okay. Anyway, PFP Pro... Oh, sorry, I think we got to go on with that. PFP projects are down 18% in 2 weeks. Wait, DC, did you have a comment about his insanity?
No. Music came in at just the right time.
Oh, okay. because his father's giving it to his mother with a paddle in the...
Look, just be happy that they have a healthy sex life. They love each other.
They don't. It's, well, it's not,
you know,
healthy.
You know, maybe I feel like you're the one who's in denial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, wow.
Just that lonely.
PFP projects. Wait, we need it again. PFP projects are down 18% in 2 weeks, excluding punks, according to NFT Statistics Large Cap PFP Index.
All right. You know, it's like, I guess there's more utilities other than in NFTs, other than pictures, I guess, you know.
That's pretty amazing that PFPs would be what's down, you know, just the fact that maybe people are starting to clue in that, you know, there's utility. There could be utility in an NFT, that maybe it means something. I have to say, I'm very excited because I don't know if anybody else did, but I minted the Now Pass this week, the NFT Now Pass. And I guess you guys all know NFT Now is one of the major media people in our world. And they are, I couldn't be more simpatico with them if I tried, as far as what they believe. They really believe in Web3 as a medium to be able to have people get together and be a community, and for that community and the entertainment, the entertainer, be able to go directly to their community. And what I think is so cool is that you basically get a lottery ticket, right? Like, in other words, the concept is, when we do ours, we have an NFT. We have two of them out, one with Adam and one with Pollyanny. And we do that because we want to at least have our, 1 foot in the Web3 world, right? So if you believe in us and you say, I don't know why you would, but if you believe in us and you say, geez, I think these guys are on to something here, you know, you first of all, they're free, but you get that initial token. And then if we become some big comedy network, anyway, if we become some big comedy network someday, you will make a shit ton of money on those tokens that you got in the beginning. So really what it means is we're all aligned. And that's what NFT Now is big on, the whole alignment. They're very involved with music. Medved is was, I think, geez, Rolling Stone. He was with a bunch of big music companies in the past. So I'm really excited about NFT Now. I think it's going to be very, very cool, and I'm excited. Any of you guys, anybody, did you do anything?
Yeah, so I didn't mint NFT Now or anything, but I'm wearing a t-shirt from Art Basel from their NFT Now Gateway event. So they had a nice activation at Art Basel, and I just happen to be wearing their t-shirt now.
Wow, that's exciting. Yeah, no, I really dig them, and they sold out. They had some problems, I tell you. It's just like people just will whine about anything. It's unbelievable, right? NFT Now, probably, like, if you were going to trust somebody in the space, you're going to trust somebody who's, like, been doing this for years and years, and they're a media outlet, and it's not like tomorrow they're going to run away. They couldn't. Or their whole business would be gone, right? So it's not like you're just going to run away. And they had a problem in the beginning where they had to change the contract. There was an issue. And so, you know, they stopped everything. And they're just like, look, we're just going to stop. And if anybody has a problem, we'll take care of it. And people, wow, well, they're going to steal our... It's incredible. People are idiots. It's literally like, and then the people who are in their chat going, well, you need to protect us. The price is going down. Really? Like, did you buy this because you were going to flip it? This is not a flipping token. Yeah. Okay. You don't buy this token to flip it. You buy it because you believe in Web3. And they're going to give you access to them. They're going to give you all kinds of cool information. It's a utility, and you're flipping it. I hope it goes down right now so you lose your money. It'll go back up in another couple of months, but it's very annoying. Right, DC?
Yes.
That's all I had to say. Oh,
thank God. Thank God. All right. All right, moving along. VCon. Whoop. VCon announces speakers. So a whole host of speakers at VCon this year, including Neil Patrick Harris, comedian Andrew Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's good. He's dope. Yeah. We like him.
Andrew Schultz, awesome. Yeah.
He said F you to Netflix and released his special on YouTube himself. We like him.
Mm-hmm. I like him. I see nothing. I hear nothing. That's Schultz, but from when you guys were not even a semen in the bag of your dad. Anyway, you have to be very old to get that.
I might have been there.
You think so?
I don't know how long you stay. I don't know how long.
He's a young guy, but he was a very old sperm.
Yes. Oh, God. Imagine that. Imagine if you were a sperm that somehow got wedged inside.
I was just, the sperm that I was just lifting weights for 30 years before it was my time. You think so? Just like trying to wrestle through to the, front.
Why are you such a fat fuck?
I don't know. Because I put all the work in too early and I just kind of been coasting on that a long time.
All right. Anyway, Andrew Schultz, Busta Rhymes, and Ariana Huffington. So, there you go. You're not going to... Uber? Why is Uber on my phone? Anyway, so VCon announced its top people. And those are like Busta Rhymes, Ariana Huffington. You know those guys love NFTs, right? Like, did she somehow know, especially Huffington, did she like nose her way into the NFT scene same way she did with Uber? That's really weird that that came up on the phone. Did you see that? There is literally something that said Uber on the phone that we're transmitting, and the next joke was about Uber. So I've ruined the joke just so I could say that because it blew my mind that I was now. Anyway. Huffington, did she worm her way in? By the way, that's what it was, Chris. Worm, not nose. Did she worm her way?
Well, yeah, it's like weasel. Weasel, worm, nose.
Did she wheeze?
It's all weird things.
I like weasel. Let's go back and hold on a second. Ariana Huffington weaseled her goddamn way into NFTs the same way she did with Uber. Okay, we all know she's a big phony. Did you see that movie about Uber? How she just weaseled. Oh, see, you said weasels again.
Yeah, I know.
Damn it.
I know.
She just weaseled her way into things.
You know, it's funny. I was looking at the list and I didn't see Gwyneth Paltrow everywhere, you know, anywhere on the list. And she makes candles with her vagina smell. You figure they invite her to VCon, you know.
Chris, VCon stands for Gary V, not vagina.
Oh, well, now it makes sense, because why would anyone want something to do with Ariana huffing vagina? I said it wrong.
No, I know, you've said a lot of things wrong today, Chris. Not your finest hour, but hey, now it's Web3 Bambi? Holy crap.
Yeah, so...
There's a whole different...
Right, you know.
She's a whole different person. Wait, you're a whole different person now.
Sure. No, yes.
Go ahead, tell us.
Well, no, because it's just so interesting because you guys probably don't even know my story. Probably not because I didn't share it. But no, when I jumped onto Twitter Spaces and started doing social audio, everyone kept asking me about stuff. And on Clubhouse, I was Comic Bambi. So here I became Web3 Bambi because I actually don't know anything about Web3. But I can chime in pretty humorously. And the delay was killing me. And I was like, oh my God, I'm getting rid of this. Yeah. I'm a streaming.
Imagine how we felt.
I know, right? He's like, none of this shit. Like, get her the fuck off the stage. My God. She said, bring her ship. Never bring her again. I get it. I hear you, DC. I hear you. Like, yeah. Don't choke, okay? Are you guys still doing the show? That's I don't even know. I was on Twitter. I don't even know what the hell you guys are doing. Like, I thought you can blame Salvi because I followed Salvi into here and like I thought he would. And no, anyways. Hi guys.
We still have 7 minutes to finish.
That's gross.
Seven.
Go up.
But yeah. We will.
Yeah. Not with this crowd. No. It's yeah. Pretty, yeah.
We
it's
might like hell. Do more. I mean, you
7 minutes of hell. 7 minutes of waiting.
Well, jeez. Good gracious. All right.
I'm sorry, guys. I come off very aggressive because it's a ginormous sausage fest on Web3. So, Bambi. Yeah.
It is a sausage fest, basically. Mm-hmm. We exist as a sausage fest here, which is why you should
like cocktail sausage?
Tell DC to go fuck.
Like, you know, Vienna sausage? Yeah. Vienna well, sausage fest?
Isn't that the problem with us? That we're all have Vienna sausages in our pants and we're trying to be important?
I want to have like a mighty...
Sounds like a personal problem.
What's a big sausage? What's like a big sausage?
Did you not see Private Parts? Hello, Howard Stern?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Anyway, so VCon stands for Gary V, not vagina, Chris. And you said, it all makes sense.
Well, it all makes sense because why would anyone want something to do with Ariana Huffington's vagina?
Right. And then I was going to say, and what about Busta Rhymes? He just looks like a stupid Mike Tyson.
Stupid Mike Tyson. Wow.
Smart Mike Please Tyson?
Please don't tell him I said that. I don't want to get punched.
He's going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, I know. He's a terrible rapper.
I'm not even going to attempt to do a Mike Tyson accent. DC, okay,
yeah, don't.
You know, it got so much shit for my Joe Biden thing.
I think honestly, Busta Rhymes is a terrible rapper. I think when he was learning how to rap and they were trying to cover flow, he was absent that day. Not exactly a big flow guy. I don't know if anybody sort of has in their mind any Busta Rhymes songs, but yeah, he does look sort of like a less intelligent Mike Tyson, and he is not a man of flow. Anyway, let's get to the last couple. Let's go look. We have another. The Zed Run announces community grants. The Zed Run community grants are here for all gaming enthusiasts. If you love exploring new virtual worlds, racing against others, or breeding fuck this. breeding race horses and racing against others with race horses.
She's got one track mind, this lady.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Just
hiding
it's
behind
like, that. You're like the fucking I'll never be back.
Yeah.
I'll just leave.
I like her.
Oh yeah, she can be back every week.
Little,
I love it.
She's a little much, but I like her. That's the
isn't
thing.
Something a little much? It's like she's like big much. Little much. That's like an oxymoron.
Yeah, you're big.
Like here's where it's full. And then you're like just a little over that.
You're a Vienna sausage much. You know what I'm saying?
That's one too many Vienna sausages.
That's called a callback.
You
don't know
about Vienna sausages. You grew up with money, so okay.
Who, me?
No, I'm just kidding.
Good. You couldn't be any wronger.
I'm the worst.
I wish you are
you're
the
like,
worst,
Spock,
but I like you.
Chicken thinking like, oh, female voice should be so great. Worse.
Well, you're probably not the best person to be on like a 5-person panel because you just talk over everybody. But you're funny. So, you know, we'll have to figure it out. I find you funny. Anyway, so we're getting to the end here. Just want to make sure that everybody realizes that we do the show Comedians Talk to NFT Stars.
Yes, we do.
And the first and second episode are available if you go to our blazo.art/links. Blazo.art/links. I want to say Jocelyn has a little reminder on her head to be quiet. I think that is a good thing. We'll see. Maybe we can. I just feel like, but there's no way we could tame you. There's no way. Like I could say, hey, could you come back on and do this or the not this?
I'm coachable.
I feel like you know. Are you? Mm-hmm. I'm a professional life coach, so you know. We're being good players.
I don't think we're streaming for the same kind of lifestyle, though.
Well, you'd be surprised. Anyway, here we go. NFT second episode is out with Polly Annie. First one with the wonderful Untamed Adam. Go check those out, both of them at blazo.art/links. All right, plugging again. Adam, tell us a little bit. I know you're all kinds of things. I got a piece of fake land today because of you. Tell us about that.
Yep, if you have untamed elephants, stake them on our website, put in your Ordinals wallet, and you'll get airdrops from our partners. Like today, everyone got some BTC machines land, and our future corrupted Cypherfants Ordinals as well. Also, if you stake, you're going to get Conservation Card Zero, which is the beginning of our collection where we bring fine artists into Web3 to make beautiful pieces of art to benefit conservation charities.
And by the way, for those of you who don't know, Untamed Elephants are the very first OG charity-driven NFT, and they have raised over $75,000 for elephants, both African and Asian elephants. DC, tell us. Tell us what's going on down in DC land. What do we need to know?
This Saturday at noon is the premiere of my new comedy series, New Joke City. It's coming out on youtube.com/@NewJokeCityTV. So again, on YouTube, you can search at New Joke City TV and the channel should pop up. You know, please subscribe. Feel free to watch the episodes. We have one episode each Friday dropping at noon for the next 9 weeks. So that's like 2 months of programming. Should be pretty fun. And if you happen to be going to Miami NFT Week this weekend, at 2 p.m. on April Fool's Day, we're going to be doing a live stream from Stand Up NY Comedy Club in New York City down to the Miami NFT Conference. I have a couple of comedians with me, and we'll be streaming to one of the to my team down there. So keep an eye out for the Next Chain promotional team. They're handing out little stickers with POAPs and stuff. So it should be pretty cool. We're going to celebrate the release of the new Joke City series, do a little live stream, celebrate our partnership with Stand Up NY Comedy Club, and, you know, be rocking and rolling. It should be fun.
Cool beans. Cool beans. Very good. All right. Anything else? Web Bambi, did you have anything you'd like to finish with? Jocelyn Web Bambi?
You can check out my website, laughwithjocelyn.com.
What is it? Say it one more time.
Laughwithjocelyn.com.
Laughwithjocelyn.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
I do.
You're a breaking up.
Oh, I know. I have terrible internet. You know, we're poor Filipino immigrants. I do a weekly show on Mark Cuban's app, Fireside Chats, with Jeffrey Keller. His humble brag is Jeffrey Keller used to open and tour with Paul Mooney. Bob Sumner is one of my mentors. I've met him on Clubhouse. He's getting ready to launch a new comedy tour, Laugh Mob, more Bobby Best. And I might get to design his flyer because I designed his Jazz and Jokes monthly flyer. So those are my facts. And like people.
Very good. Chris?
What?
Anything?
Nah.
I thought you got that thing in Clifton coming up.
Oh, I do. I have a headline. My first headlining gig ever in Clifton, New Jersey this Friday. So very excited about that.
What about the Spaghetti Factory, the pasta place? Wasn't that also a headline?
No.
Okay, well.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, there you go.
Keep up. No,
no. All right, everybody. Thanks for coming. It's good to see everybody. Thank you, Adam. Jocelyn, DC, everybody that is on the app, Twitter, the whole thing. We are not seeing anybody who's on Twitch, but thank you if you're on Twitch. We appreciate it. Wow, we got all kinds of people came back in. All right. Anyway, thank you guys. Great seeing you all. Take care.
Have a good night.
Night. Bye. Hey everyone, I'm Bo Blaze.
And I'm Chris Park.
And this is the NFT Comedy Hour. Kind of like The Daily Show, but with NFTs and stuff. Don't forget, we also do the show Comedians Talk to NFT Stars, where we talk to some of the most interesting people in the NFT world. That show is also available as a podcast and as an NFT. Visit blazo.art/links. blazo.art/links.